Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if life could be experienced like flipping through radio stations, each one bringing a different emotion, memory, or lesson? In this heartfelt conversation, we explore Channels of Delight, simple scribblings by Daniel L. French, a unique collection of poetry and reflections that move seamlessly from humor to heartbreak, from lighthearted moments to deeply moving insight, from serving as an air traffic controller in Vietnam to becoming a professor, writer, and storyteller, shapes a body of work that resonates with authenticity and wisdom. Through simple yet powerful observations, he invites readers to turn the dial and discover the many emotional frequencies of life. Whether you're a fan of poetry, reflective storytelling, or simply looking for something meaningful and uplifting, this conversation will leave you thinking and feeling. Discover more, reflect deeper, and maybe even see your own life through a new frequency. And Daniel L. French, our guest on This Week in America. Daniel, a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Channels of Delight reflects who you are, your observations. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. I just briefly touched on it, but tell us who you are and where all of these ideas came from.
Well, I'm a country boy from Southwest Virginia. I've had a very exciting life. After that, I grew up, left high school, went to the Air Force and started traveling. And the actual beginning of my writing really didn't happen until I made it all the way to college. And I remember in college, they used to want us to write a little essay on English. And so I did. And I began to say, that's pretty good. So I started redoing them and hung on to them, and I started publishing them along with the things that are really happening today. You know, I've never really been accused of having a deep mind, although I can hold my own in conversation. I still sometimes miss a few things. And so this publication I put together is the result of a lifetime of writing, as I said, because it wasn't done in one short period of time. It was done over my entire life. And sometimes when I'm in the mood, I can say some creative things. And that's basically, I think that's what's happened here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. With the title itself, I tried to figure out what title to use. So I'm not really quick, so it didn't come along. But then I remembered when I was in high school, and I was a senior in high school, you know, they put you a little picture in a annual, and they put a little blurb under it about who you are. Well, I never made the most likely list to succeed or anything like that. However, it did say in my little blurb, He's Channels of Delight. I never figured out what that meant. But then I said, hey, it works good for what's going on now. So anyway, it worked out okay. So I've used that came from a high school annual.
Well, I love that story. And the book, the title is appropriate to the book, Channels of Delight, because we're talking about different channels of life, different frequencies of life. The book by Daniel J. French is Channels of Delight, Simple Scribblings. The book available wherever books are sold. Also, Daniel's website, daniellfrenchbook.com. You can find that on our website. Go directly there. Get information on the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever. Where did this love of writing come from? You go back to, you know, your school years. Is that where this really, where you enjoyed this and came back later in your professional life and as a writer?
Really, in high school, was not a very good writer. Made it through, thank the Lord. But in college, I started it. And then I became involved in a couple organizations where I had to write. I worked with the Washington Healthcare Association. I was their director of education and director of events. And, you know, I had to write brochures, and I had to write different articles, and I had to rewrite some other people's articles. And all of a sudden, I discovered, hey, I'm enjoying this. I started writing, and I started creating a lot of stuff, writing, and that's where some of this stuff came from. And again, I I really enjoyed the writing experience, and it went on from there as different positions and different titles I've had since then. I just love writing.
Where did this idea for the book come from? You've enjoyed writing throughout your life. As you mentioned, that was your career, as you were working in Washington. Talk about how that developed into this book and how this book, you put the book together and the structure of the book, because it's really unique, the presentation you make to us.
Well, it's amazing how it came together. I love to read. I love to read, and but this book, it came around in a sort of unique way. The book I think is really nice, except in some occasional misspelled words. But I tried to make a perfect book. I came across the idea of mixing my poetry with things that's happened in my life. I've had a lot of wonderful experiences in my life, traveled a lot during my life, and I've had some tough experiences and tough business experiences. And those emotions that came out, I was able to write down and explain some of those things within the book itself. So from light poetry to very heavy writing about business, it's just, you can find that within the book itself.
You show us how everyday moments can hold extraordinary meaning. Talk about that. So often we go through life and it's almost mundane. We go through and it's the same thing day after day. These moments really shape who we are, don't they?
Yeah, again, with these moments, some of them are really, loss of a loved one.
Yes.
You feel that, and it hurts. And all of a sudden, I was able to write about the different things that happened at the loss of my mom and my dad, and loss of friends, and it just came out. And I was able to write down, for some reason, I didn't do it. For some reason, I was able to write down the feelings that I had at that time, and the things just came out. And I look back at it later on and says, "Hey, that moves me. Maybe it moves somebody else if they read it."
Well, from what I read in the reviews, you are moving people and getting them to understand, appreciate, and reflect on what they've gone through in their lives. Talk about the idea of using the radio dial concept. I love that because it, when you think about it, that really is our life, isn't it? We go from one emotion to another. It's like changing the channel on a radio.
Yeah, I can remember back in the days before TV, when all we had was a radio, and we as kids would sit around the radio and listen to something, and we'd turn the channel, and a preacher comes on, we turn the channel, there's a country music. And it's amazing what is provided the radio. And that concept came out as I started writing this. It's not it has a flow to it. If you read the book, you see a flow, but at the same time, there is a definitely difference in the not the music, but the stories, but the illustrations that I give. It comes out differently. I love it.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Channels of Delight, Simple Scribblings. Daniel L. French is the author, and our guest on the program is website DanielLFrenchBook.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the use of poetry, and you use that so well to capture life's bigger moments and to tell them in simple terms that we all can understand. Have you always been interested in poetry?
I can't say that I have. And that's the interesting thing about this is that it came. All of a sudden, I was able to concentrate on and think about the words I was saying. And all of a sudden, I realized that poetry doesn't necessarily mean rhymes. It means being able to explain things that's going on, and so that people can they feel the things that's been said. And that's what I basically attempted to do, is to write things that people felt as they read it. And so that's where the poetry comes from. But then I started thinking about the words I used, and I try to make some kind of rhythm out of it. Rhyme or rhythm. Is that the word?
Well, yes, and you capture that, and you do it in a way with simple, powerful words. The stories are relatable. It covers a variety of emotions, channels of delight, simple scribblings. When in your life did you realize you had the power to change the frequency of your mental radio station, your radio? How was that? And people will go, you know, that's a great concept, but I don't know how I go about doing it. Some channels come in louder than other channels. What advice would you give us on how we can change the channel and go through life and handle all of these emotions?
You know, I think at the time I really started thinking about the book, I went through a hard time. And it's an emotionally hard time. And at that time, I was reading some things that made me feel good. And then I realized, wait a minute, within myself, I have the ability to write the bad times and write about the good times. And it makes me feel better. So hence, I began writing about these things. And life just started to, it came out. I don't know why, but it's there. Hey, you want me to read a short one?
Oh, yeah, I wish you would, yes.
Okay, one of the things that the book is not about, it's not about golf, but I'm an avid golfer, at least I used to be, and I wrote a little poem about playing a game of golf, and I'll read it very quickly for you. It says, as I got ready to hit the ball, a snicker and I could not decide at all if the rumble and the roar was about my stance, or did I have a hole in my pants? Snickers and grins could be distracting when steady at the tee. There is no more acting. When it comes to really hitting that orb, it's down the middle or the mistakes you absorb. Funny thing happens whenever you go out. Everyone there is talking about the strokes they made, the way they played. Maybe you should come back another day. Once on the course, you quickly find your friends, your neighbors, those golfers sublime. They talk a big talk, but under it all, like you, they had no idea how to hit that ball. So enjoy yourself as much as you can. Fear not the woods, the wedge, or man. Even though there's nothing more sore than watching the little golfers shoot a lower score. You try hard, and someday you'll learn there are things that maybe you should just burn. Others may joke, but one thing to remember, only 1 in 100 can really play this dumb game. That's it.
So well done, and typical of what you will find in Daniel's book, Channels of Delight, Simple Scribblings by Daniel L. French, our guest on the program. Okay, now how long did it take you to write that? You're out there, you're thinking as you're ready to tee up and people are watching you. Was that something that came immediately, or did that concept start? And maybe it took you a few days or even weeks to put that together?
Well, I think it started when I got back home after the game. And realizing that, you know, I'm not really that great of a golfer, but the guys I play with, they're not that great of golfers either. and so it just fell into place when I started thinking about hitting the golf balls and all the pressures that goes through when you are out there on the course. I don't know. It took me a couple, 3 days, maybe a second. I don't remember. That was back in the 90s.
Well, it has such a nice flow to it. And that, as I say, is typical of what you'll find in Daniel's book, Channels of Delight, book available wherever books are sold. What a fascinating career. And I get stuck on this air traffic controller in Vietnam. And I want to take a couple of seconds to talk about that. It's tough enough being an air traffic controller, but doing it at Vietnam, where you not only have other planes coming and going, you've got people shooting at you, you've got missiles, you've got all sorts of distractions there. How difficult was it to be an air traffic controller in Vietnam?
Well, it's bad enough just being an air traffic controller.
Yes, yes.
It was tough. I think they hired me for the job, and when I first went to the Air Force, I knew airplanes. I loved them airplanes. I built air model kits as a kid, and I just loved airplanes. And so when I got into the class, and I was the only one in the class was able to name all the airplanes that they showed pictures of. I think that got me the job. But then once I got into it, and it was a stressful time, but also it was a very self-building time, realizing that you could do something like that and that you enjoy it and it was exciting. And hey, I'm an air traffic controller, and so that was fun. But in Vietnam, I was at a place called Phu Cat for my brothers out there, and it was a very wonderful time. F-100s come in damaged, and you bring them back safely. That was a wonderful feeling. I left, by the way, I left the Air Force. I worked for the FAA for a couple of years, and looked around, and I saw all these old guys, really old men. They're drinking, smoking, and having a tough time in life. Then I realized, wait a minute, they're only 25 years old. So
Wow.
it turned out. In my own mind, I said, I think I'd rather go to college. So I left the FAA. I went to the University of Washington and ended up with a master's degree and began teaching. And I had a good time after that. So, and again, during the teaching time, by the way, I guess I did. I wrote a lot of things during while I was teaching. And
Well,
it
and
was
all of that life
excuse
you bring together so well in this book, Channels of Delight, by our guest on the program, Daniel L. French. Yes, every time I think of air traffic controllers, I can't think of a more stressful job. You have human lives that you're responsible for that are 30,000 feet off the ground, and you have to bring them safely back to the ground or go from the ground to 30,000 feet. An amazing part of your career. Talk about that in teaching young people. You went back to college. You got three different degrees there. You taught speech there for a while.
Yes.
What influence did that have on you, working with the young people and helping them get their foundation to go out into the world?
Well, it was a wonderful time. As I was teaching, I met a bunch of really cool kids, not kids, young adults. This was at Northwest College up in Kirkland, Washington, and they made a bunch of wonderful friends. I saw in them a desire to do good, and I was as a novice teacher really was. I decided to do my best, and we had a wonderful time teaching. I think I learned more than the kids did about how to interact with other people, how to talk to other people, how to be with them, and it was a great time. And I used that experience later on in developing this book. And some of the things that happened there helped me prepare the book.
I mentioned a reflective person. You're a person, the person that strikes me as like a sponge. You absorb everything in your environment, what people are doing, the situations, and think that over, and you present that so well in Channels of Delight. You finish your career with the Washington Healthcare Association, which I know also had a major impact on your life and on your writing. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about that, working in healthcare, and how that shaped your thinking.
That was a wonderful job. I really enjoyed myself there because I got to meet with all the politicians in Washington State, from the governor on down, with meetings, and I had to put together events, and I put together conferences, and I put together conventions for the whole state. And I really loved the thrill and excitement of doing that, traveling to different cities, different towns, and meeting people and putting on shows for them, putting on events for them that dealt with long-term care. That's what the healthcare association deals with, long-term care. And I got to meet some really wonderful people, and I love that job. I actually had a good time doing that job. So much so that that during that period of time, I bought a couple of facilities. And
Oh, interesting.
that was That may or may not have been a good deal, but I was wonderful,
Well, it
wonderful
helps
time.
shape who you are. And, all those experiences come together in Daniel's book, Channels of Delight, Simple Scribblings. A minute or so left here. What words of advice do you have for people in the concept of changing frequencies? Because we all have different frequencies of life. Again, I still love that association you make with our lives and radio and just changing the channel. Sometimes difficult to do, but you've done it successfully through your life and balanced the highs and the lows. What advice do you have to people to take the time, think it through, and change the channel?
Well, that's the neat thing about life, if you really want to enjoy it. I mean, there's some tough things happen during life, but tough things have happened to me. But I've taken those experiences and try to build upon them, try to improve myself. And each time I get involved in some event, some job, some personalities, people, I try to re relate back and use that as a building block for my life. I'm not the perfect person, but I sure do enjoy life as I'm going through it. And as you know, by the way, one point I want to bring out is that all these really tough things that's going on in the world right now, all the wars and
Yes.
the weather and everything's all the riots and all that things that's happening. This book is a distraction from that. It helps you get away from that. If you read this book, it just deals with common everyday life as we like. And I try to put there's humor in it, and there's some very moving parts in it that helps the individual deal with the issues that we're having today.
The book is a heartfelt collection of poetry and reflections, as Daniel's talked about. Share simple yet powerful insights that make you pause, reflect, see your own life maybe a little bit differently as you read about Daniel's experiences and his observations and thoughts as he's going through life. Book available wherever books are sold. Okay, you're a published author. You're getting rave reviews for this book, Channels of Delight. People are relating to it, understanding it, applying it if possible, and they're changing channels in their lives. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book?
Every once in a while, I sit down and write a poem, and or write a story, or do some writing. So maybe one day I'll have enough to publish another book.
Well, I like that philosophy. Don't force it. If it's not there, don't force it. Just when it comes to
That's
you, it's
right.
like the golf thing. When you're out on the tee and you get this idea and it takes a few days and all of a sudden you've got a really reflective and relatable poem that you wrote that's part of the book, Channels of Delight.
Yeah.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Daniel's website, and you can find information, order the book there, DanielLFrenchBook.com. The book, of course, available Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. Daniel, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love your
Thank
insight.
you.
I love your reflections on life. I'll take a second here at the end. You've got a lot of nature observations in the book. How important has nature been in your life? We sometimes overlook animals and outdoors, and it's a great way to clear our minds, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true. It's very refreshing. That's why I love living here in Southwest Virginia. It's quiet. We have squirrels running around. We have rabbits. We have deer, and it's very nice. At the same time, I'll bring this up. I'm really comfortable with my life because I'm a Christian, and I use that as a guide to live my life and make sure that
Yes.
everything I do is it's comfortable. I mean, with all the, again, it's all the weird stuff going on right now. I'm comfortable. I can deal with all those things. So it's again, I with the world happening, I'm still comfortable with myself and what's going on. And I appreciate you taking the effort to let the world know about my little book.
Well, I'm happy to do that. And I like the
Thank you.
word comfortable. That doesn't mean that you're there and isolated from what's going on in the world. You're as concerned
All
as
right.
everybody, but you have your comfort area that you can go back to. And we all look for our comfort zone that we can go to make sense of things. And you've got a pathway to that, a roadmap in Daniel's book, Channels of Delight, Simple Scribblings. Daniel L. French, our guest on the program. Daniel, thank you for joining us. If you get the next book ready, let us know and we'll chat about that as well. A pleasure having you on the
I'll do
program.
it.
Okay, please stay in touch. And I want to
Thank you,
thank
Bob.
Studio of Books. You have the Creative Work Studio of Books as the branding and marketing expertise. Studio of Books is ready to connect, collaborate, and bring your ideas to life. You'll find them at studioofbooks.org. And you can follow all of our programs. You can listen on 28 different podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and more. Also available, the YouTube version, the video on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and beyond. And don't forget while you're there to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.